Hello! Welcome, tier, to the last podcast of the first season of the Bible Study Girl podcast. This is Sarita. You know me as Bible Study Girl, and managing our music and executive producing this little ditty is none other than Bible Study Brother.
What's good, people? It is I, Bible Study Brother, aka Icarus Gray of Red Gray Anime, which you should go check out. I forgot
you
it. I got caught up. What's good, people? It's your boy, Bible Study Brother, also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime.
Great. That okay. Sounds better. Yeah, that sounds better. That's how we're gonna. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Tom.
That's how we're gonna end this season of the podcast. I was really hoping you would be able to do that seamlessly. That would have made it even more of a tearjerker, like
the fading.
No. You're out, like your intro.
Oh, my intro? Oh.
Because you've been doing so well.
I've been doing so
well. It took
well.
You the entire season to come up with the
and
right.
I stumbled over.
And
it.
Then the last you. But that's okay.
But it took you a while to get your hellos, right?
It did, because it's how I naturally talk. And so for you to say it how you always say it, I don't know, to have to think about how to say hello to people. What is the way I naturally say it? And plus, it sounds weird to hear it played back in my ears.
So, no, it's a friendly thing. It's inviting.
It was a transition for me. What a year it has been to go from.
It's been a year.
It's been a year to be unsure about how to get this thing going. And then.
Like, as you guys are listening to this. We's on break.
We are relaxing, enjoying time with family, mm-hmm. friends, just recharging for the new year.
But we didn't want to leave y'all.
We didn't want to leave you without.
It's been a long time.
Shouldn't have left you
without a podcast.
But in our, but during our break time, I will be on Saturdays just uploading some of my favorite podcasts throughout the first season. So thankful for every guest that was able to step out and share their stories. Man, mm-hmm. it's impactful. And I've heard from so many different places, people who love just to get to know people that they would not have been able to know otherwise. So that's mm-hmm. always a great thing. Before we started recording, I asked Bible Study Brother if he had a favorite guest and or a favorite episode. And he said, and I was like, you know, I have a list of all the podcasts we've done this year. If you'd like to peruse this list. And he's like, I know who it is. So who do you guys think it is? I'll give you a second to ruminate. Who is his favorite guest? Hearing himself talk? No.
Oh, my God. Come on. You know how bad I feel about that.
Yeah, okay.
You know how bad I feel about that.
No. It was No. Okay, thanks. His wife appreciated my joke. That's why I love her. Okay.
Oh, I know. I know she appreciated it.
Okay, so who was your favorite guest? Share it with the people.
Mama Booley, also known as my grandmother.
Yeah, she was an awesome guest. Let me tell you, she was also, like, I loved everybody, but, like, hearing her story was you in this throat, child. I appreciate you for muting it, but it's like then it comes.
It's either going to be like double.
Yeah. I'm glad, like, it's just like muted.
Because here, okay, it'll be like.
Yeah. So anyway, I appreciated her story so much because I've talked to my grandmother all my life about all manner of things. But sitting down with her in that format, I learned things about her that I never knew, things we had mm-hmm. never discussed. It was just, and it was eye-opening for me to see how many of the things I do in my life, she did in her life, just to see those parallels and those comparisons. So that really was like, wow.
Wow.
Well, I'll be.
Or what's funny is there's this meme about how Owen Wilson always says wow the same way. Wow. It's like, wow. It's just the funniest thing in the world. But side note, yes, that was my favorite. Like, it especially around that time, I think, I don't know, there had been like a couple of losses and things around us. And so it was like, I need more of this.
Right.
I need to hear and be able to tell the people that I love them. And I need to be able to like hear it back. If something happens tomorrow, I need to be able to hear it.
And I love it too, because it's like a moment in time. You know, I've been talking about moments in time and being more attentive to the moment that you're in. Mm-hmm. But that's the moment in time that we will always have, that we can play for our children, we can play for ourselves. So
that we probably will.
Yeah, it's just a piece of legacy and history that I love. That doesn't mean I'm not appreciative for every other guest. It's just that.
That was different because that's my history.
Right. That's me. That's my.
You know, that's how I get here. Right. Is that.
Right.
And it was. And I was like my first time like learning. Like I knew certain aspects of Grandma's story. But like we don't talk about stories as much as we just kind of talk.
Right.
Like we, I don't know if it's just something with us being in the moment, and I'm not like a historian, but we just be
talking.
And it's like whatever, you know, we like or do is what we did. And so that was amazing to me. But my runner up to that is, and this is a culmination or a compilation of episodes, any episode where immediately following something changed. So the episode before I accepted my call, and I'm like, oh man, this podcast and its prophetic ways.
Yeah.
The daddy issues.
Is up there with your favorites?
Is up there with my favorites because being open about and talking about that stuff and working through those things.
Got it.
Is always going to be pivotal for me, especially now, right. Given things that have happened. Even today he was in the audience, so to speak. For my sermon, and yesterday just things seem to kind of be changing. Mm-hmm. So in the way that our podcast is kind of is so prophetic to our futures and things that we've done, that was big for me because we talked about it. We talked about our troubles, and vocalizing these things allows me to put them at God's feet, not my own.
Right. I do love that. I can appreciate that. I think the things that you love are the things that I really kind of shy away from.
But you're doing so well.
Thank you. Because I don't know. You don't want to be, you want to be transparent, but you don't want to be see through and let people see everything. So for me, there's always a tension and a struggle. So my runner up probably. Kind of runs along in the same lines. It's another family episode, but anytime that we call mama and trick her, honey, that's high on my list. Do you hear me? Especially, oh, she's going to be ripe for the picking, especially after this break, and she's no clue.
You got a whole month of replays. I know you're listening right now, but you're gonna forget.
She will forget.
And like, there's so many things that are gonna happen at the top of the year that you don't know what we're calling
she
for.
She has no clue. And so I love those episodes. I look forward to them. I really enjoy my talk with Bible Study Cousin. The fact that she was so open and vulnerable and just willing to let people hear it how it was, may not necessarily be what you like, but this is what it is. This is the truth. This is my life, my story. And I appreciate that because she was really willing to be a guinea pig.
Yeah.
We hadn't interviewed anyone outside of the immediate, you know, circle. And so she was a great guinea pig with us for us and just a great guest to have. To get our feet wet and get started really delving into other people's stories. So
Charmaine's episode was one of the funniest.
Yes.
Just because it's my little sister and she's so unique that I love her so much. But that was one of my favorites.
I definitely appreciate Rhonda for sharing her story. She's my cousin. We don't talk. We don't have, you know, we don't sit down on the phone every day and talk. We don't hang out. So I was so happy that she was willing to share and be open with people that she doesn't know.
Yeah. Who else? There was all the episodes with that I did with my lovely wife. I'm like, I'll be thankful for those later in life.
You're not thankful now?
I'm thankful for them, but I can't appreciate them in the moment because, like, a lot of our episodes were, these are the things we working through. We ain't there yet. You know, and we're growing. I'm thankful for the growth in that. But those episodes, I think I'll appreciate more as we, like, I'm going to go back and listen and be like, whew, we ain't there no more.
Speaking of episodes, Kanae was the very first person whose story that appeared on the podcast that was not you or me or Mama. She was,
she was our first person, and
like recording, like she was the first person. It might not have, because things don't always come out in the order that we record them, but she was the very first person that I recorded with, and her honesty raised the bar on my story.
Yes, it would, because we hadn't even done your story yet.
We had not done my story before. We recorded her stuff first, and so I was like, oh, so this is a, we're just gonna, all right, so I guess I can't, because she can't come and be like, then I'd say, me no have no problem. So she definitely raised it. She came out of the gate strong.
Oh, what am I doing?
What?
I cheated the fans.
How?
Because my favorite episode, you know, that's number two. Grandma's episode is number two.
What's your number one?
The first episode, because I got you to do this.
Because you got me.
And like, I knew you were here to stay.
You know, you did.
Oh, for certain.
Did you?
Because, A, you're just as competitive as I am, for one. Mm-hmm. So there is nothing in you that says you do something and like, we didn't bomb or anything like that, but like you,
it was
so
comfortable for me. It was very uncomfortable in my head. Like even when you were getting ready to press record, I was like, I'm not ready. Wait, just wait. Just give me a second. Let me just, I don't know. And to think we had not, I think some of the struggle too is I'm very detailed oriented.
Oh,
planned.
Yeah. And I told you, I was like, no.
And I'm like, we need to sit down. What's the, okay, I start with this topic and then I move to what?
And we had a little bit of that. But like the thing I think I wanted most was in that first episode was you have to be comfortable and talk about it however you're going to talk about it.
Right.
Because after that is when you like got the, after we did like a couple episodes, you were like, well, actually, I think we had done like two episodes of us just kind of talking about blog posts. And then you came to me with, this is what I actually want to do. And I was like, there you are. Because you have to talk it out.
Right.
Like with podcasting, if you never get on the mic and you try to do so much, because it's going to change.
It is.
No matter what it is, like had we started with just guests and guests only, still would have changed and evolved from there to like, okay, I realized that I don't want to ask this, I don't want to ask that. But you first had to like, you can be yourself. This isn't some, you know, thing where it's like, hello, Dr. Sarita, and I want to spend some time with you guys. Like, no, it's the raw honesty that I wanted you to keep in the integrity of this podcast.
Right.
And so that would be my favorite because like you were, hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. I don't know. How do I say hello?
I have something to say. And you know, you had your phrasing from day one.
And didn't know it. It was not something.
You had wrote it down right before. Like you said it and then you wrote it down.
Swear. We had to go back and listen to
it. Oh, yeah, we did.
I did not write that down. This is the Lord's beginning, middle, and ending. I didn't write that down. We just talk. And then like, okay, we're going to record again. How about we listen to what happened the first time? And that is how we got it.
It was.
And then I had to write it down because I was like, hey, I like the way we ended it the first time. Let me write that
down. And we've grown so much since then because you can look at old episodes where we didn't have we didn't start with the Instagram and the other
things. Did not. We also didn't start with music. I had to beg up some I had to beg.
Oh, your podcast ended up shaping mine.
I had to beg. I'm going to keep saying it. Upon some music. Because I was a guest on Gray Area Anime. And I'm like, wait a minute. What there's intro and outro? Like, what are we doing on this other show?
I was like, well, I didn't know how to, like, we had to get it out there. And, like, because I had not yet started mine. Mm-hmm. Like, I had said, hey, I kind of want to do this with you. And God had blessed Kanae with the ability to get, she sowed a blessing into me by getting our recording stuff.
And so you just recorded you a little ditty and forgot all about me.
No, is that what happened? We recorded you first. Okay. You were first.
Okay.
And then
I'm talking about just your music, baby. Your music was lit. I got on there and I'm like, wait a minute, this man got tracks for days
and sounds and all
yeah, like
stuff.
What's going on the other podcast?
It's like, but well, anyway, I didn't know. I learned.
So we have grown so much this last year. You know, I made my whole different analogies. When we come back, we'll be celebrating the 1 year anniversary of the podcast.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to kick off the show in grand fashion for 2021.
Surprises.
A whole lot of surprises.
That might be the first. That's gonna be the first conversation I'll get. But a lot of the other conversations are gonna be like this new thing, and there's also other things.
There's some surprises in the works, baby. You do not want to miss season 2.
You're gonna have to find us in a lot more places.
You are, and you are going to. I think you guys are really gonna enjoy it. It's going up a notch. We're going higher and higher. We're not gonna go. We're not settling for less. We're going higher.
Y'all just wait for the put in code BSGP. It's gonna be everywhere because the money gonna flow, honey.
I'm excited about season 2. I'm also excited about season 1. Season 1 has been phenomenal. It's been much more than I
for could've. Those of you that think you could hide from being a guest. You can't.
I will say that season 2 is definitely gonna have a lot more guests. We're gonna hear a lot of stories from more different people and a lot more males. I've been tending to skew towards a female audience, a female crowd, because I feel more comfortable asking women to share their stories. I don't know why. I guess because I'm a lady.
Such a lady.
But season 2 will definitely have a lot more male guests, a lot more male perspective, because women aren't the only Christians in the world. Women aren't the only ones that have stories. And so we're going to have a nice.
We want to kind of get the things that, because it's often hard in Christianity for the male voices to come from somewhere outside of the pulpit.
Oh, so true. I would tell you to play some organ music, but don't.
Okay.
Don't do it.
I didn't know if you're ready. I wasn't going to start preaching.
No.
But we just have to be more present and more vocal, because your walk should not be this silent, lone struggle.
It should not. Men need to hear other men's stories. So often churches are dominated by females, like they make up the majority of the congregation. Mm-hmm. But there are men in the pews too, and you
do a lot of things, and your walk is important because you're shaping people, whether you know it or not.
Correct.
You know, if you're somebody people in the church, even deacons to ushers to choir members, choir directors.
Even if you don't have a title,
you're shaping a lot of different things. You're somebody's, some young guys or some young girls' first impression of a man in church.
Right.
And, you know, to not be absent and to not be, I lost my whole train of thought, but to just not be there, to not have a representation.
Right.
And proper representation.
And although I am Bible study girl, I do want different voices to be heard. I don't want it to be one perspective or one point of view all the time. So season 2 will definitely be heavily focused on giving you more variety of guests. So I'm excited about that. Branching out, reaching out, doing it, making it happen. I've been working behind the scenes to get you guys.
I almost LL Cool J that for whatever reason.
What does that
we'll
mean?
We'll talk later. Don't worry.
Okay.
About it.
We'll. Okay. All right.
It's not. Okay. Not for this.
Okay.
It's just funny. It's like I continuously talk about how the internet has ruined me in certain ways, like certain phrases I can't hear without like singing a song or.
Oh, we'll talk whatever. About it later.
But anyway.
So season one has been good. Is there anything you wish you could have changed about season one or?
The only things I think I may have changed about season one is, like I said, I might have. Like after that first episode and we figured out, okay, this is the thing. I may have asked you more questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got to what we needed to get, but I would have asked some more questions.
Yeah.
Just to kind of like, okay, well, this is what you would. Because all you did was like, I thought, this is perfect. You know, this is good. We're going to learn some things. And then like I got on my podcast and was like, I think I want to do this or I want to do this or I want to have it this way. I was used to it this way on our podcast and stuff, and so, or on my old podcast, and I may have done that a little bit more, try to get more guests in, because like I realized I had to tap in with the network that I do have, because I do have a bigger network than I think. And I just have to use it. Yep. That might have been the only other thing I would have done, is I would have tapped into that a little bit more, and I'm endeavoring to speak less, because this is not my podcast.
It's not.
No.
You sure?
Oh, yeah. I don't like either one of you.
No. No, I love your comments. I value your opinion. I know a lot of times I fall back because I let you talk because this is not my thing. And so I do realize that I need to speak up more.
But you're really good at it.
I'm going to say thank you. Look at that growth. I'm not going to.
But I'm not.
No, no. I'm just saying like, it's so easy for me to fall back because, you know, from experience and living with me in life, that anytime I want to say something, I have no problem.
Which is why you're great at this.
Barging in and taking the road.
Well, actually.
Right. And so I find great comfort in letting you talk at times. But I do realize that I need to be more, you know, vocal and speak, because it's the Bible Study Girl podcast, yeah. Not the Bible Study Brother podcast.
But you're
but also I enjoy talking to you, so yeah
that's also one of the things that I'm glad about with this. But I'm thankful because you're an amazing natural interviewer.
I am a questioner. I question everything about everybody, so I guess that transitions to, my gosh, you're a great interviewer. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a dude and he was like, well, I feel like I've just been interviewed. Well, I'm a curious gal. I've got questions. Do you got answers? And also, ask me some questions. How else are you going to know about me if you don't ask me questions? I've learned so much about myself this year.
Listen,
and it continues. It's like a continual rolling wheel.
That might have been a favorite episode too, is why Bob's BSGP is single.
Yeah. I'm not the P.
BSG.
Why BSG is single.
I'm sorry.
That was one of your favorites.
Because it was so.
It was
like,
introspective.
Yeah, because you're just like, huh. And you're like, I never. Really? DMs blown up with things you don't want. Angels got the moving, child. I just tried to tell you. You put a bunch of chairs for.
But I mean, this is not the focus of the podcast. Never mind. I'll save it.
I'll save it.
You guys, season two, I'm telling you.
Ooh-wee.
You are not ready.
You're
for
not
it.
Ready.
You are going to be like, this girl is crazy.
Because it's amping up, baby.
It is.
Life changing. For all
life
us.
Is changing for all of us in positive ways. You know, growth is not always painless. Sometimes there's pain, you know, when your muscles are stretching and growing, your bones are getting longer, there's pain. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely been some pains through this year.
Bones.
But I'm
bones
thankful.
Get to shaking.
I'm thankful for the growth. I am interested in any feedback you guys would want to have. Your favorite podcast of the season. Anything you want to hear more of in season two. We're open. We're listening. We're always willing to take that feedback because we need it. Like I'm a great fan of feedback. Bible study mother gives feedback constantly.
Continually.
Whether you ask her or not. And so we definitely have that feedback.
We need your feedback.
We need your feedback. We want to know how you feel like the first season went. I'm so thankful and grateful. It's been a fantastic journey. I was going to say ride, but it's a journey. Some days we walked. Some days we ran.
Some days we had terrible episodes that you guys will never hear.
Ever hear. Yeah. Well,
only one of those.
Because here's the thing, too, about this podcast. I want us to be transparent, but I don't want us to bleed all over everybody. Oh, and man. We had an episode that was so bloody. I was like, this is never going. Yeah.
Boy, no. I pulled out the sword. I was ready.
I was like, okay, well, all right. Great venting. Not for listening.
And then we have some other big things, other big conversations that we're going to have that are just going to be great. But I really did enjoy this first season of things.
I think we have some topics that we are going to revisit because our views have changed over time, mm-hmm. Matured and grown. And so I think it'll be interesting for you guys to listen to what we thought at the time that we recorded it and then where we are now.
Yeah, because by the next year-end recap, you know, I may or may not be a father. Who knows?
Who knows?
But if I am, perspectives have changed.
Oh, definitely.
Hey, future BSB.
Bible study baby.
Or brother, but
oh,
I was talking to myself.
You said future BSB. Oh, you're talking to yourself in the future. I thought you were talking about little Bible study baby.
But you will have heard a lot of podcasts, okay. BS baby.
But
BS, but Bible study baby, because BS baby just sounds terrible.
Oh, yeah. Bible study baby. I was thinking BSB, but I mean, it would be a BSBB, Bible study brother baby. You get it? BSBB.
BSBB. Okay.
That's what I'm calling my niece or nephew. BSBB. BB.
BB. But it's going to be interesting, man, because like things are, you know, changing, growing. God is moving.
Who could have imagined?
I felt it rising up. Sorry.
See, that's the next time he preach, I'm gonna be at the church so I can hit the organ at the appropriate moment. Like, I think he's ready to go in.
Wow.
We made it through a pandemic.
We did.
We've made it through just an uncharted year.
We made it through politics.
We made it through.
Like, it has been a year. Yeah. Like, I think this is like the craziest year for a pandemic I don't think if you could have told me, like, not only will you have to deal with the pandemic, you got to deal with the pandemic in the middle of politics.
Right. That makes it worse. I think.
Because everybody already like finds politics fake in a way. Right. And to a certain degree, it can be and is. But to also deal with that on top of a pandemic where you're like, no, like the science people are literally telling you
this is what
happens. And people's like, it's propaganda from them people. Or it's like, it's propaganda from those people. And if we all, and it's like, oh my God, what happened?
But we've made it. You know, yes. If you had said to me this time last year that I would be recording a podcast, that was so foreign to me, mm-hmm. and out of my depth, I could not have seen it. So I thank God that he has plans for me that I can't even see. I can't comprehend. I can't predict. I can't put my hands on. And he doesn't put it in my face so that I could speak down on it. I thank God that we serve a God.
I have another favorite episode.
Okay.
Real quick as we're ending, because I'm thinking about the recording aspects of all these things. So our dreams deferred or dreams that we hadn't spoken out loud, mm-hmm. podcast. So in the background, we could hear snoring.
Nobody else could?
It was not on the record. Like, as I was listening back, it was not. Like, you can't hear it. Like, I don't know if I
could hear it
had,
so clearly through the microphone.
Clearly.
Like, it was like.
I was playing it back and I was like. And I just started laughing. But that's like another one of my favorite moments, because that's my little sister just being amazing. She's the best. And it is like so fun to do this because, you know, like I tell y'all all the time, you know, God is preparing us for bigger and better. We're going to have an office and things where we record, where I don't have to worry about all these outside noises and sounds and things, but I'm still humbled and appreciative of these things because it makes me realize like you're still doing a thing, you know.
You know, that's not one of the dreams that you, I guess you have spoken of it. And I guess that's why I say what I said. I don't know what God has for me. Yeah. And I'm excited that he is not letting me see, because he knows my mouth. And I,
you would try and find
it.
A way to not do yeah. something. Like you would have, he knows you would have assuredly tried to find a way to not do this. Like God moved so quick to get you to do this.
He has to. He knows me.
Like as soon as you accepted and said that we were going to do it, that's like when a lot of things started happening for you, whether it was the Haven experience.
No, Haven happened outside of this. Haven was a done deal before.
No, but I'm saying like at that point in time, the timing, you did not know.
Oh, no, I didn't. Because
you didn't know when you were going. You
I didn't know when I was
it.
Going to Haven.
And
I didn't
that's
know.
Why I'm saying like God started to, he just lined up content.
He always moves
and lined
things.
Up your life for like, here's your testimony. Here's your testimony. Here's your testimony. Like it was like Tetris when I look back and see how the blocks kind of fell together.
Fit in. It all fits in. It's been an amazing even year. In the midst of my messy, sloppy decisions with that dude who you say shall not be named. Man, a lot of things in my life fell in line after I let that go.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Thanks for walking along on this journey with us. I was going to say... writing. I appreciate you guys. That's my hand claps.
For you guys.
For you guys. Really, really appreciate it.
And we're thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you. And I am prayerful that you guys are staying safe, that you get to enjoy the holidays with your family, your friends, even if it's if you have to do it virtually or if you can do it in person. And I really just want you to know that you are not alone. You're not ever alone. You don't have to be alone. We exist in community. We thrive and we're in a community. And so this is a safe community for you. And we're so thankful that we have the opportunity to share with you. We're so thankful we have the opportunity to hear your stories and share our stories with you guys. It's been a great first season.
And even though we're on break, BibleStudyGirl.com is not.
Is not, baby. This podcast on break, but Bible Study Girl is still going to be at the house writing every day. I'm sorry.
Every day at BibleStudyGirl.com. You're going to get them blog posts, baby, because God ain't told you to stop yet. On the Instagram, you can find us _BibleStudyGirl, Twitter @BibleStudyGirl, the number 2, on Facebook @BibleStudyGirl, where we need you to like, comment, and subscribe so that you never miss out on the lovely voice of my sister or the testimonies placed before us. You can also email us at BibleStudyGirl2019@gmail.com. And I forgot to mention this, but you can also email me over at grayareaanime@gmail.com as well for guest inquiries and things of that nature. So remember, not he, not she, not they, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, be safe and keep preaching.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Anything else? Happy Kwanzaa. Till we meet again, guys, keep preaching. Yeah.